first name Huzefa, space Muhammad, last name Mohsin, date of birth 03-23-93, date of encounter 03-25-25, history of present illness. Patient presents post-MVA 3 days ago with complaints of headache and sore body, mainly focused on his lower back. No loss of consciousness, no loss of bladder function noted. Has not taken anything for discomfort at this time. Has no allergies either, with no history of low back pain. Next paragraph, medical history, non-contributory. Next, surgical history, non-contributory. Next is allergies, no known drug allergies. Next, social history, no reports of ETOH or tobacco use. Does state that he vapes. Next paragraph, physical exam. Patient's awake, alert, and oriented, times 3. No acute distress noted. EENT exams within normal limits. Neck is supple with no lymph nodopathy or step-off noted in the cervical posterior region. Respiratory system, breath sounds clear. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no guarding, no rebound. Active bowel sounds in all four quadrants. Cardiovascular system, regular rate and rhythm. Positive S1 and S2 noted. Skin is without rash or lesions. Focused cervical exam noted decreased range of motion with left and right rotation due to discomfort. Positive tenderness to palpation over left and right trapezius muscles with active spasms noted. Focused lumbar spine exam is negative tenderness over the facets. Positive spasms noted in the left lumbar paraspinal muscle region. No sciatic nerve discomfort with straight leg raise or crossover noted. Positive discomfort and decreased range of motion with lateral flexion and rotation. Deep tendon reflexes are positive. Response and no loss of coordination noted, and ambulatory gait is without dysfunction. Next paragraph, diagnosis, headache and lumbar paraspinal muscle spasms, low back pain, without radiculopathy plan. We'll get x-ray in clinic to clear fractures. We'll give an injection of 60 milligrams Toradol for inflammation, and we'll start on a muscle relaxer as well as non-steroidal anti-inflammatory for the discomfort, and put it in a referral for physical therapy. We'll wait on their response to plan and continue from there. Patient's discharge is stable condition, advised to follow up as needed.